Wow. How do you follow that? To our youth of unity. Oh, a great big thank you to Alicia Flores, our youth choir director, and an amazing team. Thank you. Good morning. Our theme today is Live Your Dream, as we celebrate our power of imagination. We have six speakers who will each briefly share how they have used their imagination to achieve their dreams.
Good morning. I wrote this poem nearly 4 years ago when I discovered the importance of imagination in creating the life of your dreams. I remember the days when I was just a child. My imagination was always running wild. The stories and the dreams were floating through my mind of being very loved and treated, oh, so kind. A dreamer? Yes, I was, but then weren't we all? The vast sky was the limit. No fear that we would fall. They said, head out of the clouds and feet on the ground. A little self-control is nice to be around. Then, as I grew up year after year, the teachers and the parents were abundantly clear. It's time to use your logic and know that life is hard. Those silly dreams don't serve you. Face facts and raise your guard. Remember when you dreamed about wide open doors? You focused on that dream till you felt like it was yours. Your imagination, the creative machine, is whispering so gently, don't forget your dream. Be awestruck, be childlike, with wonder and thrill. Be mindful and heartful, and create what you will. Before the artist sculpts the magic from the clay, the masterpiece is finished in his mind and on display. Isn't it quite lovely that life is just like that? Imagine celebrations and pats upon your back, inner conversations, assumptions that it's real, your deepest of desires depends on how you feel. My imagination, now free from years of wrongs, is seated at the table right where it belongs. No need to go searching for that child at large. I've freed imagination and put it back in charge.
Good morning. I'm Katie Cook, and it's truly a joy to be with each of you today celebrating the wisdom and power of our youth. In many ways, my life has been an ever-unfolding dream. As a child, that dream was rooted in my artistic pursuits, my love for nature. I was all about the imagination. As a young adult, I was drawn, though, to more structure. I studied finance, went into a career in corporate America, and started a beautiful family of my own. And for all of this, I'm incredibly grateful, and I learned a lot. More recently, though, My heart has called me back to those childhood roots of imagination, this time in the form of spiritual direction and the healing arts. Now, as my path has shifted in this ever-unfolding dream that I call life, there are certain tenets or truths that have emerged in my awareness. First, change is inevitable. While change is not always easy, and it takes great courage, often comes with turbulence, the fact of the matter is change is happening all the time, whether I choose to embrace it or not. The alternative, ignoring the call of my heart to move and grow and unfold, well, that's a little more difficult, a lot more difficult. It leads to stagnation and ultimately is unsustainable. Second, to embrace this process of change, discernment and faith are key. Discernment requires, in the words of contemplative Howard Thurman, an openness to discover that which truly makes me come alive from the inside out. This exploration into the abyss of my heart, that has required faith. This process of change has involved falling apart and coming back together again. And at times it really felt like a free fall. That brings me to my third awareness. Having the rooted, strong foundation of a safe, loving community, that is invaluable. Having safe, loving community to be with, to be seen, to be heard, to learn and grow authentically and vulnerably, and importantly, to be able to explore my gifts and wonder at yours. This is paramount. So how is it that I have stepped into this latest change in my ever-unfolding imagination and dream of life? I believe that the imagination and dream in your heartbeat has inspired mine. I am incredibly grateful for this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for the safe, loving space that you hold that you are, which, as Barbara Holmes, spiritual teacher and activist, has said, ignites our unique and collective passions to live at the very center of God's will. I invite you now to lift your hearts and voices up with mine as we affirm Howard Thurman's quote here on the slide. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is more people to come alive. Namaste.
Hello, my name is Gavin. Let dreams be your wings. I'm a pilot in training. That is my dream. I get excited when I take the controls in the cockpit. I enjoy learning what it takes to be a pilot, such as pre-flight inspections, how to read the gauges in flight, and the debrief after my lesson so I know how I did and what I can improve on. I've had 4 lessons and am saving money for my next lesson. I save money by doing chores for friends and family. I want to be a Navy pilot. One day I will own my own plane. Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attraction. Passing my test to get a pilot's license. Myself buying my own plane. And Piper Cherokee I own is beautiful. I look at sites that sell planes and what I need to maintain. I imagine everything I desire and how I will make those dreams a reality. I will leave you with this thought. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams and live the life you imagine. Henry David Thoreau.
Amani Octavia Williams, and I'm in Tallwood Elementary School, and I'm in fifth grade. I have big, big dreams for myself. First, I have to remember who I am, because sometimes I forget. I'm powerful, I'm kind, I'm love, I'm creative, I am peaceful, I am friendly, I am love, and all God is, I am. I want to be a safety patrol. I am. I wanted to be able to ride a horse. I did. I wanted a friend. Here she is. I wanted to ride a Ferris wheel. I did. I wanted to ride on a road course. I did. I wanted to go inside a haunted house. I did. All this I created when I used my imagination and remember who I am. Thank you.
Good morning, Unity. When life itself seems lunatic, who knows where madness lies? Perhaps to be too practical is madness. To surrender dreams, this may be madness. Too much sanity may be madness. And maddest of all, to see life as it is and not as it should be. Miguel de Cervantes. I read the book Don Quixote in high school. Not the entire book, but enough to interpret it so I knew what was being portrayed. It was written by Miguel de Cervantes, and it is about a man who spent all of his time reading countless books from night to day about knights and chivalry, to the point where he becomes so involved in it, he eventually believes that he is a knight, Don Quixote, and he quests around living with the idea that he is a knight. But other people don't really play into his reality because knights have been gone for a long while at the time the book is set. But he believes it so much that he interprets anything that happens to him as a part of his quest, which leads to some pretty funny moments. I know anyone reading the story at first is going to be thinking, that's ridiculous. How could someone be like that? Well, it worked for Don Quixote. It worked for his reality, just as I believe it should work for ours. For me, my first job was working as a range picker at a golf driving range. It was all right. A job is a job. But it was not all that I had imagined it to be. And I knew that working there, I would not be able to spend as much time with my passions of music and tennis. After all this thinking about how this job that I had was not the reality I wanted, I was given an opportunity. I had the opportunity to learn how to teach tennis and be the assistant to my tennis coach at the time. This seed of an idea grew in my mind, and my imagination was the water, soil, and the sun that it needed. I knew that doing this, I would be more fulfilled with one of my passions, tennis, and more importantly, that would leave me more time to focus on and develop the other one, music. My imagination took off into what that could provide for me, and as I work at it, I know I can realize my passions closer and closer to what they are today through my thoughts and imagination. I was not going to surrender to the idea of passing this opportunity down for myself, and I was going to see my life for how it should be and not as it was. Before I got this opportunity, I was stuck. with the idea of maybe this is how I'm going to spend my time when working as a range picker. That has a nice ring to it. That thought of accepting reality is degenerative. And to be on the cusp of that, I was more crazy than I am now. I'm still kind of crazy now, but I now know I'm a little more like Don Quixote. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Lori Wright. For the past 20 years, I have been working long, hard, 60-hour weeks at a job in the corporate world. I was struggling to get up in the morning, go to work, come home, and go to bed. I was not living. I was simply existing. I was more than ready to retire. I began to imagine, what would I do when I did retire? First, I was going to sleep in and go at my own leisurely Lori pace. I would enjoy my boat. I would go to the beach. I would connect with family and friends. I would even exercise and try to breathe and take care of me. One day at work, it was so bad, I literally ran out in tears. And I called my parents. Mom and Dad, I want to quit my job. And I want to do something meaningful that has an impact. We support you, they said. Guess what? The very next day, I learned about this wonderful MySpace MyPace program. It started here at Unity Renaissance. I said, I want to get involved. Now, I have faith in God that God is always with me. And God has faith in me. Now all I needed was to find the courage to take action. The next day, I submitted my 2-week notice. Immediately, I felt as if 1,000 pounds was lifted from my shoulders. I could finally smile and breathe. In the last month since then, I've spent a week at the beach and connecting more deeply with my sisters of the Unity Sisterhood. I visited my family and friends. And I'm now the finance director for MySpace, MyPace. And I'm also a teacher. And I get to share my love of learning with the students and with myself. Even Unity Renaissance, I am so grateful for your support, for I just know with the exact divine timing that you started the yoga and Tai Chi just for me. I am free to soar and be me, leisurely, laughing, lively, living life fully. I am Lori Wright, retiree. Please join me with the quote, freedom is found when we let go of who we're supposed to be and embrace who we are. Fly, girl, fly!
This year I have taken up golf. I'm not very good at it, but I always have a good time because Richard makes it so much fun. I know that's hard to picture. But we always have fun, and fun includes usually not keeping score. Nevertheless, I want to be a really good golfer. And so I watch the Golf Channel, and I look at YouTube videos to improve my physical game. But I'm equally interested in the mental side of the game, how to think better so that I can play better. Well, as it turns out, there's an app for that. It's called Imagine Golf. Ann DeMichael is the one who told me about it. Thank you, Ann. And basically, they release these wonderful audio lessons. Each one is about how to use your mind to improve your game. And so as you can well expect, many of the lessons have to do with how to use your imagination. So for example, it says to fix your gaze on the exact target that you want to reach, not just generally the fairway or generally the green, but the specific spot. And then, in your mind's eye, see your shot arcing and rolling and landing exactly there. Imagine it in vivid detail. They say that our imagination is so powerful that when we hold this clear image in our minds, and see and feel it happening, that our whole body and all manner of other energy sort of kick in to help make it happen, even if our swing is less than perfect. So aim, imagine, and then act. We step up to the ball and we hit it. But it strikes me that this approach, that this formula is good for a lot more than golf, isn't it? It's good for how we live life. Aim, imagine, act. I know I've used that in my own life, and we have seen it work here at Unity Renaissance. 7 years ago, we all came together in this sanctuary to dream about our future together. Remember? We had round tables everywhere and flip charts, and we were all sharing our various ideas and brainstorming together. Eventually, we decided that we would aim for renovating the sanctuary and then expanding our building so that we could better serve the world. Once we had our aim in mind, we began to imagine what that would look like. And so we sketched on our flip chart paper, we sketched out layouts, which eventually became floor plans, and eventually architectural drawings. And we even created videos to sort of begin feeling what this would be like, how it would feel when this sanctuary is as it is now, honestly, when it was beautiful like this, when we had all of this space. We began really feeling into that. And then, inspired by this dream that had taken root in our hearts and minds, we took action. We began to finalize the plans. We raised the funds. Hello, thank you all. You made this happen. We refined things as we went, we hired the contractors, and we executed the plans thanks to all of you, and particularly the great stewardship and leadership of Ed Rosequist. And now, think about this. What was once in here, just in here, is now out here. Even more beautiful than we ever imagined. Our imagination is the key. The great 20th century spiritual teacher, Neville Goddard, goes so far as to say that imagination is the Christ, the highest expression of God in humankind. You think about that. If God is the creator, we are made in the image and likeness of God. our faculty for creating ourselves is our imagination. He says that when Jesus said to the lame man, "Pick up your mat and walk, and your faith has made you well," that he was really saying, "See in your mind's eye that you are well, and you will be healed." And the man was. You know, we can all use our imagination to greater advantage in our own life. So the question today for each of you and you, what is your dream? What are you imagining for your life? Try this approach. Aim. Get clear about what you want. Imagine. Think about how that will be, how that will feel, what your life will be like. And then act. Take the appropriate actions to bring it into manifestation. As Gavin said earlier, I love this quote as well, from Einstein. He says, "Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions." Think about that. What you are holding in your mind is the preview of what will outpicture in your life. You're basically painting the picture of your life. Why not make it a masterpiece? Now it is my great pleasure to welcome up the wonderful Mary Carter to lead us in our meditation.
Good morning, Unity family and friends. My name is Mary Carter, and I am a proud member of Unity Renaissance. It is my pleasure to invite you to join me in connecting with the power of imagination. Settle into a comfortable position, close your eyes, and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you breathe in, imagine a spark of light in the center of your chest. As you breathe out, imagine the light expanding all around you. Breathe in the light. Breathe out any worries you may be holding on to. Imagine the light surrounding you completely now, as you give yourself over to it in the silence. As you come back to this moment, bring to mind a time when you have felt pure joy. Give thanks for the gift of imagination and all it has brought to you. With grateful hearts, we say, Amen.
As I open up to be an expression of your unfolding peace, show, Spirit, show through me as I